This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1166, How Creating a New Daily Habit is the Answer to a Better Self, by Michael Melberg of moderndavinci.net. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, and the guy that reads to you every single day of the year from some of the best blogs in the world, all for free and with permission from the authors. And I'm able to do this thanks to sponsors like Babbel. I think learning another language is such a cool skill, something I've always been interested in myself. And Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks. Convenient lessons are only 10 to 15 minutes. It's the number one selling language app in the world. Babbel works. And you can try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free. Babbel, speak a new language with confidence. For now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How Creating a New Daily Habit is the Answer to a Better Self, by Michael Melberg of moderndavinci.net. Since birth, we have been constantly learning. Though it is not something we feel, we assimilate knowledge and build habits from new experiences daily. In the beginning, learning was effortless. As we grew into adulthood, the roots of our knowledge spread deeper, becoming ingrained in us and making it more difficult to pick up new concepts. Take foreign language as an example. Children pick up foreign tongues naturally and effortlessly. Adults may master the basics quickly, but as a colleague of mine once said about golf, the secret to getting better is to start earlier. This has nothing to do with our intelligence. We are simply creatures of habit, and not just those hard-to-break habits like nail biting. We unknowingly create habits for nearly everything. It's a matter of efficiency. Why is that golf swing so hard to learn? Because we spend a lifetime teaching our bodies to move a certain way. Swinging a long club at a tiny ball for the first time is foreign, inefficient, hence feels awkward and difficult to absorb. We haven't created the muscle memory. There's no programmed automatic response. We haven't yet formed the habit required to perform the action efficiently. Of course, we all wish to break ourselves of those unappealing habits. We design clever tricks to catch ourselves in the act, strings around fingers, random chimes every few minutes, etc. But building a better self is more than eliminating bad habits. It's about creating new, positive, fulfilling ones. Yes, those bad habits have to go, but the real improvement in our lives will come when positive habits are created. Actions and thoughts performed daily, bringing us closer to our goals. Gretchen Rubin of the Happiness Project explained it best when she said, "What you do every day matters more than what you do every once in a while." Here's the deal. If we want to learn a new language, we need to practice daily. If we want a better golf swing, practice daily. Have better posture, solve mental math problems quicker, lift bigger weights, practice daily. Practicing our desired actions daily embeds them in our character. The habit forms, and we reap the benefits of no longer thinking about improving that aspect of our lives. The action becomes automatic. Of course, practicing something new is easy at first. The excitement of any new goal commands our attention. Once the excitement is worn off, however, remembering to practice can be difficult. New interests compete for our time, and remembering to practice is replaced with the pursuit of new goals. If we are to build new daily habits that help us achieve our end goals, we'll need help remembering, we'll need inspiration, and we'll need to track our progress. Remembering may be one of the most challenging aspects of creating new habits. Consistency is key. For one misstep in the early days of forming a new habit can be detrimental. If we are to improve daily, remembering to work on our new habits is of paramount importance. Fortunately, many hundreds of tools exist today for doing so. I personally use the Coach.me smartphone app, which reminds me to check in on my goals, though any app with recurring reminders should do the trick. For the less digitally inclined, keeping a daily task list complete with goals will be important. In addition to remembering, we must find inspiration to keep our goals alive when we stumble. Inspiration comes in many forms, but none are more powerful than people with similar goals as ourselves. Reach out to others who share similar goals. Get involved to share progress, swap war stories, and learn from each other. If you're not a fan or don't have the time to visit groups in person, search for online resources. For me, Coach.me is instrumental again. The app assembles people with the same goals, allowing them to share progress, ask questions, and prop each other up for hard work toward daily achievements. Finally, If we are to improve daily, we must track our progress. Tracking progress can be, in and of itself, motivation towards desired behavior and can help improve good habits. When we track progress, we have information to evaluate whether we are changing for the better. We can see new habits are forming, and we can tell when stale habits need encouragement. For example, one study showed that the simple act of keeping a food diary 6 days a week resulted in up to twice as much weight loss in patients versus those who track their food intake 1 day a week. This type of self-tracking keeps us accountable to ourselves. It also helps build habits that become automatic. Tracking progress is the first routine we should create and the one daily reminder that should never fail. We are creatures of habit. If we desire to improve ourselves, we must change what we do daily for the better. These habits, good or bad, define us. For this reason alone, it matters more what we do daily than what we do every once in a while. Remove our bad habits, build new good ones, and refine existing ones. Doing so won't be easy. It will require persistence, self-tracking, inspiration, and sometimes community. But with a little due diligence, you can find helpful tools and begin a series of small steps each day in exchange for big improvements in the long run. You just listened to the post titled, How Creating a New Daily Habit is the Answer to a Better Self by Michael Melberg of moderndavinci.net. This has been my mantra for the last 2 months, and I can tell you it works, so definitely take it to heart, possibly one to re-listen to if you have the time. The app you mentioned is a good one that I shared in my weekly newsletter, actually. And thank you again to Babbel for their support. Speaking of new languages and daily practice, Babbel is a language learning app that will get you speaking a new language with confidence. You can choose from 14 different languages like Spanish, French, Polish, and more. And using Babbel, you can be speaking your new language within weeks. Learning a language is such a cool skill, one that I recommend trying. And Babbel's convenient 10 to 15 minute lessons are available as an app or online, and your progress is synced across devices. Tracking is very important, as we just heard in this article, and you can pick up right where you left off. Babbel's lessons are lovingly created by language experts that is spoken by real people, not robots or translation machines. Helps you get ready for being out there in the real world. You'll get ready for all kinds of practical situations like chatting with new friends, asking for directions, ordering food, all that kind of stuff and more. And you can try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com or download the app and try for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free. Babbel, speak a new language with confidence. I'll leave you there for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.